This is Sarah McDonald on ABC Radio Sydney.
Do you have someone in your family who has received a diagnosis of dementia? It can be devastating for the person affected and for the family and the loved ones around them. But it needn't be a future lost. There is an organisation in Sydney which is doing dementia differently. Tamar Krebs is the founder of the Sydney-based aged care provider Group Homes Australia. And Tamar is with us now on ABC Radio Sydney. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So in your experience, what's the typical response to a dementia diagnosis from a person who gets it?
For many, it's a diagnosis of devastation. And they really are given a diagnosis without any support. For the person living with dementia, as well as the partner, and that can be family, friends, they really don't know where to go with it.
Well, so usually it'll be a GP says, look, yes, I think you may be showing the early signs of dementia.
Yeah, it might be a couple of years even. You know, we say that it takes anywhere between 2 to 3 years to get a diagnosis. So family might be picking up on different signs that something's changing. They go to the GP a few times and then finally they get a diagnosis. And there is a little bit of relief knowing that there is something, but there also is a big sort of shock of now what?
Yeah. And what happens then? People often will just think, oh, I'm so upset, I'll just stay home, which is probably the worst thing for them in many ways.
Absolutely. So often people get the diagnosis and then they get a 6-month follow-up. And so what these retreats are really about is about giving support and giving strategies and skills and tools to the person living with dementia as well as their support partner to live well with the diagnosis.
So what do you mean live well with the diagnosis?
So we know that with dementia, different brain changes might occur. And so it's about learning, first of all, what dementia is and what dementia isn't. And so really dispelling the stigma and demystifying it. It's creating a peer support group to be able to know it's not just, I'm not alone in this. And so for the person living with dementia, as well as their support partner, to learn different strategies of prompts and cues and, you know, what about food and mood, how we can enhance our food intake to enhance our brain power, how can we sleep better, how can we exercise better, all these different small strategies that we don't think about, but really have a huge impact on our brain.
1300 222 702 is the number. If you had a family member diagnosed with dementia, what information did you get? What information was helpful? What did you need? And what have you learnt since then and in the weeks and months following how you can spread that word to others who are facing this now? 1300 222 702 is the number. Tamar Krebs is the founder of Sydney-based aged care provider Group Homes Australia. I want to hear about the group homes in just a moment, but what do you mean food and mood? What foods help with mood?
So we know that there's a relationship between what our gut and our brain, and that our gut essentially impacts a lot of what happens to our brain. So we know the simplest example is alcohol. You drink it, but it goes up and you do feel a bit woozy, and it does impact and create your brain being vulnerable. But we know that there are certain foods that are quite protective. We know that there are certain foods like the Mediterranean diet, the keto diet, certain ways of eating, not eating processed food or sugar. Sugar impacts our brain significantly.
And yet you're stressed, that's where you go, alcohol and sugar for many people, right?
Absolutely. So you're actually doing the opposite thing that your brain needs. Instead of giving it a positive boost, you're actually numbing and creating it, you know, making more vulnerability.
Mm. So what did you want to do in the aged care organisation Group Homes Australia? Why did you think group is going to be so helpful here?
So first of all, the Group Homes Australia is a home. It's 6 to 10 residents that live in a home in the local suburbs. It's not an institution. And people living with dementia, if they do need care, because home often is first prize, but if they want to live in a home that isn't their own, they only live in a small group of people where there's also the social stimulation as well as the sounds and feels and smells of a real home. And so that's when people need care. I suppose the retreats are really about early on in the diagnosis, where it might be 10, 15 years where you're just getting diagnosed. You don't need care. You just need strategies and tools. So it's two new offerings that we can offer Group Homes Australia.
And so how many people can you accept? I'm imagining these would be popular.
So the retreats are, it's fully funded by the government, which is very exciting for the next 3 years. Each retreat will have five couples over 5 days where they'll live together in an accommodation, in a retreat, and learn all these tools together.
How fantastic. And what about in terms of long-term care in a group home?
So if a person does need long-term care, we see people want to stay at home for as long as possible. But sometimes they might need short stay, where often people refer to it as respite, 2 to 3 weeks. They might just need a bit of a break. So there's that offering, as well as permanent stay, where people will come in for a longer amount of time. But the whole philosophy is a strength-based approach. We're not going to focus on what the person has lost, but we're really going to focus on how do we make sure that they're the best version of themselves, exercising, feeling active, purposeful and meaningful engagement, you know, really feeling relevant, not just sitting around, you know, having a sing-along or playing bingo, but doing real life stuff in the house.
Agency. Someone's texting me saying, oh, I know group homes well. I work in a kindy close by to a group home. We visit them 1 to 2 times a week with our kindy children. It's beneficial for the kids as well as the residents. That's like the, you know, as we saw with the ABC TV show, that is so helpful.
Absolutely. The intergenerational interaction and being a normal part of a community, of a neighborhood, which is really important that residents get involved in the neighborhood. Even when they're living with dementia, they can live beyond the diagnosis. They don't have to suffer with the diagnosis.
So what do you do? You said, yes, you're not sitting around playing bingo, but you're having what kind of activities that give agency?
So residents that enjoy getting involved in cooking, baking, gardening, shopping, going out for coffees, going to get the newspaper, things that you and I do in our day-to-day life. We might go out to the cinemas or to a gallery. We're not sitting around waiting to be entertained, but we're actually doing real-life stuff. You know, gardening is a phenomenal thing. It's exercise. It's outdoors. It's using your fine and gross motor skills, interacting brain games, you know, around dinner, preparing dinner, you know, all these different things that happen in a real home. But then all the things that happen in real life, going out into the community and interacting with people in the community and not being locked up in a dementia ward.
Tamar Grebs is with us, the founder of the Sydney-based aged care organisation Group Homes Australia. I've got a text saying, my dad has dementia. I wish we could afford to send him to a group home like this. You said they're government funded.
The retreats are government funded. So people that have just got diagnosed when they come for the 5-day live-in retreat, those are fully funded by the government. The long-term care, there's different funding structures for people with younger onset and older onset. And so, yeah, it's different funding models for each.
Uh-huh. And in terms of that, what do you find has the biggest impact when you have people together with dementia in terms of these sort of homes? How do you see it change them and their behaviour?
So I think making sure that people find like-minded people, that we connect people. One of the big strengths about the Group Homes Australia model is that it's not just about having, you have dementia and I have dementia, so we're going to live together. It's about taking the time to get to know the resident before they come in, understanding who they are, their personality traits, their hobbies, the things that they love to do.
You match them up like flatmates,
exactly,
right? Yeah.
Exactly, like flatmates. And so they enjoy each other's company and they're connecting based on common interests, not on their sicknesses and illnesses.
Aha, fantastic. Brom is with us from Wentworth Falls. Hello, Brom.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Your husband has dementia?
Yes, he does. He has Alzheimer's. He was, we thought there was something a bit funny and we went to his GP and he said, yes, I think we need to get him diagnosed properly. So we were sent off to the Brain and Mind Centre. And we had have a wonderful geriatrician there, and she really was very good at being able to give us strong advice about how to manage. The first thing she said that a lot of people who get diagnosed fall into two major categories, and one is you go home, sit in a chair and wait to die. The other one is that you are very proactive and try and do as best as you can to live a good life for as long as you can. And that's the course that we took. Mm. So she was obviously medication, a good diet, and I was a professional cook for many years, so our diet's always been good. Reduce alcohol, exercise and brain training. And he's writing his memoir very, very slowly, but he's doing it. And he has a very positive attitude to life. I think for me, as a carer, and it is a big deal to be a carer, much more so than often people realise.
Yes,
but,
I bet.
The two things that really hit home for me was that a very dear friend of mine who is a professional carer, she said very early on, you must remember that it is important to be happy than to be right. So we had, because we're both strong-minded people and we had, you know, locked horns on all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And so there's been, that really helped enormously. The other thing is that I went to a seminar very early on and this woman was talking about how her mother, oh, she was taken care of. One day when they were driving, she said, her mother said, oh, you know, there's only one thing I really regret in life, and that is that I never had children. And this woman sort of went, right, okay. I could have said, don't be ridiculous, Mum, of course you did. But she said she pulled over and she said to her mother, I've got some really good news for you. You did have children, you've got two. And she said the look of joy on her mother's face was just so amazing.
From you? Said, have got great that, wisdom here. That's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. And it has made such a difference. And so, I mean, he asks the same question over and over. He, you know, he's losing his capacity for comprehension, you know, getting the wrong end of the stick, forgetting how to express himself.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing is you need to be patient. You need to be very, very kind.
Yeah.
And you need to be reassuring.
It sounds
and
like
you have to be very zen.
And you are all those things, Brom. You're doing an incredible job. Good on you. And thank you so much for your insights there. There's Brom from Wentworth Falls. And this is exactly, so many of those things sound like what you're doing in these group homes there, Tamar.
Yes, it's really about giving people hope that they don't have to go home and curl into a ball, but they could actually live life well because you might live for a long time with the disease and so you might as well live beyond it.
Yeah. But what about, you mentioned couples there. What about single people? Because I have got a lot of people texting in saying, well, my mum's on her own and she'd like to do something like this. Do you also take single people?
So for the retreats, people need to be able to come with someone. So a child, a daughter or a son or a friend can come with the person, but they need to be able to come together to these five-day retreats because they're learning different things. And we want to make sure that the person living with dementia has some level of support when they go back into their community living alone, that the whoever the person is that checks in on them, and if it's a friend, a neighbor, they come together.
And do they need to be just recently diagnosed to go on them?
Anywhere between the first 2 to 5 years, making sure that they can still consent to the program because they have to be able to participate.
Right. So it doesn't need to be a married partner. It can be a daughter or a son. I want to go to Cole, who's called in from Clovelly. Hello, Cole. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sarah. Well, good.
Good. We've spoken to you before. Yes, your wife has dementia.
Yes, for coming on 6 years now. And we were part of a show called Keep On Dancing. And the reason it was on the ABC for 2 series.
Yeah.
And the reason I did it was because Shirley has dementia. And I thought, well, we'll give it a go. And we did, and we got through it, and it was fantastic for her at the time. And dancing for dementia is fantastic. You can't learn new dancing, but you can still jive and do those sort of things. And
oh, well.
As far as exercise is concerned, you couldn't get better.
That's right.
We're also part of an insight show recently because of that and talking about empathy and dementia. And I think empathy is such a major part of
it. It sure is. And, hey, who needs a new dance when you can jive? Thank you, Cole.
Yeah,
dancing,
okay.
Empathy, definitely important. Cole knows. He's been featured in articles about this. Tamar Krebs, how much capacity do the group homes have for the retreats and for the permanent homes?
So for the permanent homes, we have 25 homes around Sydney, and there are lots of different suburbs all over, down south, inner west, northern beaches, North Shore, Concord, lots of different areas, eastern suburbs. For the retreats, there are going to be 33 retreats over the next 3 years, and the first retreat will be taking place at the end of August.
Excellent. Well, if they'd like to find out more, you have a website, I'm presuming?
Yes. They should contact grouphomes.com.au.
Grouphomes.com.au. Thanks so much. And you can also get more information at dementia.org.au. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
There's Tamar Krebs, who's the founder of the Sydney-based aged care organisation Group Homes Australia. My texter says, Dad, it was the sole carer for my mum who has dementia, the poster girl for how to not get it. Mediterranean diet, artist, super fit, athlete, gardener, cook, etc. My message is be kind. Listen to the partner of the one with dementia. We never knew how bad she was, as she was always in the moment when we saw her, but we didn't live with her. My dad died a year ago and I stayed with her for a few weeks. Oh boy, realised he was so patient and we never gave him credit for, yes, and that empathy that Cole was saying too. And Casey, if you wanted to find out more, do check out the website there. Mary says, when my mother was diagnosed with dementia, the very first thing she said was, I don't want anyone outside the family to know. There is still such a stigma. Fortunately, she was able to stay in her home until her death, and she was one of the lucky ones there. Another texter has said, I did a free course through Dementia Australia about ideas of activities that people with dementia can do. It was really brilliant and very helpful for my family with a loved one with dementia. And Karen has said, you know, how do you get advice for encouraging them to accept help? We struggle to get my family member to accept the Meals on Wheels, a cleaner, or any form of help in the home. Yeah, that makes it so tricky. But it sounds like these courses are fantastic that you can get help with. And grouphomes.com.au is that website. Dementia.org.au is the organisation that offers a lot of information.
You're listening to Mornings with Sarah McDonald.